A big test for initial public offerings. From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. If there's one thing we learned during the pandemic, it's that computer chips are essential. And a company that designs some of the technology that goes into those chips, it's called Arm, is getting ready for its initial public offering later this year. Thanks to a new regulatory filing, we know Arm is hoping to raise about $4.8 billion. That would make it the largest IPO since 2021. In the last couple of years, the appetite for initial public offerings has eased significantly, and Arm could potentially change that. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Ever since early last year, companies have found plenty of reasons to avoid going public. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, rising interest rates, a possible recession. All that uncertainty hasn't necessarily gone away, but investors have had time to absorb it.
It's not as much of a shock as it was last year.
That's Avery Speer with Renaissance Capital. As a result, Speer says the IPO market has started to thaw.
We have seen more $100 million plus IPOs this year than last, and the year's large issuers have done quite well.
Arm is hoping to raise billions with its IPO, which means it'll have to attract a lot of investors. Steve Kaplan with the University of Chicago says if the company's stock rises after it starts trading,
that gives investors some confidence that there's investor demand, that the company's okay, and it potentially leads to more IPOs.
But if the IPO goes poorly, other companies might decide to stay private. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. In Asia, the Shanghai Composite Index rose 0.1%. The FTSE in London is down 0.7%. On Wall Street, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are pointing to a lower open, with the Dow future down about 50 points. JCPenney plans to spend more than $1 billion in the next few years to try to revive the department store chain. The company is more than 120 years old. It emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy 3 years ago. Mark Rosen is the company's chief executive officer. He spoke with David Brancaccio.
So what can a JCPenney do for its customers that a big box store or an online giant cannot do for them?
Yeah, it's interesting that you asked that question because that's exactly how we started this project. What is it that our customers need and who are our customers? And our customers are the core of America. They're hardworking families. They're school teachers, construction workers, and medical workers. And what they're looking for is a place to shop where they don't have to make the trade-offs that they have to make in their everyday life, where they can find great fashion and great brands and still get a great value.
Now, I know you have a lot of your attention on online shopping as well, but you're still betting on shopping malls and stores that have bricks and cinder blocks that hold them up. I know that some of your owners, JCPenney's owners, run malls, so that's going to be the way it is, but is that still the place you want to be these days?
It's both an online and an in-store shopping experience. I think that many of our customers want to come into the store because they want to see and feel and touch product. They want that try-on experience, and they want to be able to do that in the store. They want the help and the advice of associates in putting an outfit together. I'll tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I was in stores, and a customer came up to me, and he was going to a wedding, and he was looking for a bow tie. He had never worn a bow tie before, and he needed help finding the bow tie, knowing how to tie it, and knowing what to wear it with, and you can only do that in a physical store.
Did you say, well, I'm the CEO, or did you just like make sure he got what he needed?
The customer came up to me and he said, do you work here? And I was walking alone towards the back of the store. And I said, actually, I do. How can I help you? And luckily, before I got too far into that bow tie experience, the manager who had been touring the store with me saw that I was with a customer and came running up to help.
I know that some government data find that inflation isn't spiking like it did coming out of pandemic, but we still have inflation. And doesn't inflation drive your customers to ruthlessly look for the absolute cheapest?
So for our customer, inflation is absolutely a stress in their life. What we see from the data is that a $75,000 median household income, that household is spending over $700 a month more than they spent 2 years ago on the basics, on either rent or mortgage, on gas, on groceries. And that's a real stress on families. What we are providing them with is that shopping experience where they can find those great products, have a great shopping environment, and not have to make that trade-off because it's going to be at a great price and they know it's great quality.
Can you use some of that billion to be sure you have the inventory when someone comes in looking for a size 34-30 pants?
Right. I think that's critically important. So we really focus on getting the right product for our customer, but we've also focused on in-stock and making sure that it's there when the customer comes. If you look at the investment we're making, it's really focused on three areas. It's focused on remodels of the store and store technology. It's focused on a better online shopping experience. And then it's also focused on merchandising and supply chain technology to help us say, where should we place that item? How do we make sure that we have the right size assortment there for the consumer who's shopping that store? And if we don't have it in store, how do we ship it from the fastest place to get it to the customer?
Mark Rosen, CEO, JCPenney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thanks to David Brancaccio for that interview. There's word this morning that Google is settling an antitrust lawsuit brought by the more than 30 state attorneys general. This concerns Google's App Store. There are no details yet on the settlement, which is subject to court approval. Meanwhile, the Federal Trade Commission is reportedly close to suing Amazon, also on antitrust grounds. The agency has been scrutinizing a number of the online retailers' practices. In Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.